that really in her head. But I just wanna live each day to love her for what she is. Mary wants to be another movie star, but is that really in her mind? And all the things she wants to be, she needs to leave behind. Did you know me too very well? And I think I can deal with everything going through your head very well. And I think I can think very well. Wish that you knew me too very well. And I think I can cope with everything going through your head. Mary wants to be a superwoman and try to boss the bull around. But does she really think she'll get by with a dream? A woman wants to be a superwoman, and I just had to say goodbye, because I can't spend all my hours dying to cry. Now the summer's gone and love cannot be found. Where were you when I needed you last winter, my love? When the winter came, you went further south, parting from love's nest, leaving me in doubt. Where are you when I?
You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFL Medford Tufts Reform Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium, right here on the Paranormal Playground Sounds. Another beautiful Tuesday. Yeah, we had some Stevie Wonder up there. Superwoman. I love that song. I love it. Let's keep going, and we're going to get to that guided meditation. But let's keep going with the Stevie. I'll be right back.
Last winter.
for joining me. Sorry that we are 4 minutes late into the meditation, but you know how it is. We just go with the flow. Just take some more moments right here to breathe in and out. Just take some time for you right now, not rushing or forcing, and a time for you without, you know, hearing anything, including my voice. Just take some time to really get in tune and touch with these sounds. Taking this time for yourself. For those of you who are riding in your car or driving, anyone who just got home from work, this is a time to settle in, unwind, and this is for you. This is a gift to you. We're just gonna inhale, exhale. We're gonna raise our vibrations to welcome in all of spirit. Imagine roots from your feet coming all the way down to the center of the core of the earth and tying tight. Imagine being grounded right now in this moment. Imagine being taken care of 100% and knowing that this is the right time to be here and knowing that all is well and beautiful. The magic of the now. Today we noticed everything in the city, the hustle and the bustle, students getting back, lots of busyness, the transition from summer. As we cascade right into fall, and there's so much excitement. Beautiful foliage that is coming. The Halloween, the autumn air, the cool breeze. Think about all the things that you love about fall. May not be these particular topics, but this is just an idea so you can connect and get your vibration raised. This is whole intention and the whole point is to get you excited. You see, to keep you calm, keep you grounded, but have that subtle, beautiful, steady excitement, that inner excitement. Because we must realize there's so much to be excited about. There's so much to be, to anticipate in this lifetime that is happening for us. And we can anticipate all the good things that are going to come in this fall. Just take a moment to really gather in all the things you love about fall right now. Is it the beautiful holidays? Is it Thanksgiving? Is it gathering with friends and family? Is it the beautiful weather? Of going back to productivity. Is it the apple cider? Is it all the apple flavors that are coming in, the pumpkin spice? What are all the things that we love about autumn? Beautiful foliage and the leaves changing. Going to school, learning. The ending, going to pick apples, the ending and the beginning, It is the ending of a new cycle of emerging and a gateway to the new for winter. See, we speed up a bit here in the beautiful autumn, but then we notice we start slowing down as winter comes. As the beautiful winter comes and holds us, we are not there yet. We're still in autumn, but we are reminded of how we are slowed down, and it can always be a blessing. How does this apply to you and your life and where you're at? What are the autumn of your years, the September of your years, as Frank Sinatra would say? Feel Mother Autumn, Father Fall, wrap their beautiful arms around you, welcoming you, saying, I remember you. Look at how much you've grown. Look at how beautiful you've become. Look at how much you've blossomed over the summer. We are so proud of you. Look at all the work you've done on yourself. You are a piece of work. You are a living masterpiece of art, says Mother Autumn and Father Fall. You are the most beautiful painting I've ever seen, they whisper. Oh, you can feel yourself immersed with the beauty of the nature. You can feel yourself here in this presence, as in the unseen right now. Love is here for you in the unseen right now. Spirit is here for you. What does Spirit want to say? Do you see any of your loved ones around you? Any angels? Any ascended masters? Cherished and loved human being that has crossed over that you would love to talk to right now, and you would love to see and talk to, and just one last time, because the truth is that there is no one last time. They are eternal beings, and you can always speak to them, and they're right here. But you must be receptive to hear. You must believe in their words. You must believe that what you are hearing is coming from them. As we come here together, as a team, we help each other to remove the blockages, to remove the barricades and the fences and the walls from us to Spirit. We remove the conditioning that we have been told our whole lives that this doesn't exist, because it does. All the inventions that you love and makes your life more pleasurable and easy came because somebody connected with Spirit. Somebody heard the voice of Spirit and said yes. And that is exactly your calling here, as you come here with me and we engage with Spirit, and we're here with Spirit, and we love Spirit. We know that this is the beginning to our unfoldment. Don't be discouraged if you do not see your loved one or hear your loved one. We are not forcing the connection or the communication. We are simply leaving ourselves open for when we are ready. And if you can see your spirit guides and your loved ones now, then it is the most amazing, beautiful thing. What are they telling you? What whatever their guidance is uniquely here for you. They see you. They've watched you. They're here with you. They see your every move. They hear your every thought. They know what you go through. Embrace them. Because even though we can shut out spirit and we can believe that they're not here, they will never shut us out. They will never not believe in us. And that is unconditional love. They always vibrate in the highest love. They love you. They are here for you when you are ready. Oh, infinite love is here. Word, whatever it is, this is a guide. This is guidance specifically for you. What are you seeing? There goes spirit with the honking of the horn. Don't you love it? I wonder if anyone else heard that. I heard it loud and clear over the headphones. This message for a little bit longer. Take your time and make and understand that the message is going to be lovely and loving. So if you see any message it's not loving, that isn't spirit, that's your own head. Those are your own fears. Those are your own worries. What is a beautiful message you see? Take that with you, leave it in your heart, and we're gonna come back to the earth plane when you're ready. Open up your eyes and give a nice big smile. And it's so good to be back. It's so good to be here. Thank you for joining me in that beautiful, beautiful meditation with spirit and reminding us all the things we love about fall and really getting into the gratitude and feeling tone of gratitude. So as we set ourselves up for gratitude for this show, let's just continue with it. So I have to tell you, I had an amazing walk at Walden in Concord, Walden Pond, with the famous David Henry Thoreau. Henry David Thoreau. Always get that mixed up. Anyways, huge fan. I've always been a huge fan. Him and Emerson changed my life in high school. And so yes, it was him. I remember Self-Reliance was the book from Ralph Waldo Emerson that really changed my life. And it was reading and researching Thoreau that also contributed to that. So anyways, every time I go there, I just feel so cleansed and healed. So I really recommend getting over to Concord, getting over to Walden. I really recommend it. It's just a healing portal for me. It's when I go there, it's just, I can't describe the feeling. I really can't. It's like from another place. There's nowhere else in the planet that I go to and I feel this way. it almost feels like I belong there. I just feel this strong connection, and I feel this immediate healing, and I feel immediately being readjusted and just rejuvenated and just taken care of. I can feel Thoreau's spirit there so strong. So if you get a chance, go out to Walden, please. It's my second day in a row there. So yeah. So I have lots of things to talk about. Speaking of, you know, I saw lots of signs, more signs about spirit, more things that I can't wait to get into. But I want to play some music too. So I want to mix that in, because after that meditation, you deserve some good songs. You deserve a bomb playlist. That is for sure. And I'm so excited. This is a new, we're in fall, school's beginning, everything's pumping, productivity, everything's alive, Halloween's right around the corner. Everything's so exciting. So I'm really happy. This is my favorite time of the year. So I'm really excited, and I'm grateful. And I'm so grateful to have this meditation, you joining me. So without further ado, let's continue with the playlist. We have some, guess who we have? Yo-Yo Ma with Bobby McFerrin. Now, this is beyond genius. These people, these human beings, Bobby McFerrin and Yo-Yo Ma, and them put together, it's like, this, if you get a chance, listen to this whole album. Listen, when I get stressed or I feel anxious, I play this, and it's so soothing. It's a healer. This is what sound healing is. So this is, they made an album together called Hush, and this is a song called Stars. And it's, you know, you have a beautiful cello, and then you have a beautiful vocalist, but they create this unbelievable sound that is like nothing you've ever heard. So I hope you enjoy this. Please enjoy and stay tuned. We are here till 8 p.m. This is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I am your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston medium, and I love you so much. Thank you. Hello, you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Reform Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium, and I hope you enjoyed that. I'm so glad and I'm so happy that I was able to play that. I want to play more. It's so perfect for Paranormal Playground sounds. It's just the perfect mix of anything soothing, right? It's just complimentary. It's like whipped cream after you make a cake. It's like right after that meditation. It was just like, yes, this is where that needs to be. Now let's move on to something a little more upbeat, a little more crazy. I like that. We like crazy here. We like it. As always, beloved XTC, we must play. So I'm here till 8 p.m. I love you so much. We're going to be talking about spirit. Stay tuned for 7:05, the shamanic drumming. Oh my God, I feel so healed and just, oh, this feels so good to do. Oh, and I hope you feel the same way. I hope the feeling's mutual. Definitely. Okay, well, here we go with XTC. Helicopter. Woo!
The girls are filling your head with jive. So now you're acting like you don't know that I'm alive. Love, you better wake up, yeah, before we break up and you lose me. But to me, the one who really loves you. Susie only wants you until the day, that she'll again have a true love who's far, far away,
far away.
So love, you better wake up, yeah, before we break up and you lose me. Look to me, the one who really loves you.
I really love you, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jenny only wants you what she thinks she has to have everyone. Minnie only wants you cause she thinks that hurting me would be fun. Oh, 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 silly Lily, you know she doesn't really want you with the love that's true. In fact, there's no other girl in this whole wide world who can love you like I do. They get tired of you, then they're gonna put you down.
Special offer, guaranteed personality. I wasn't born so much as I fell out. Nobody seemed to notice me. We had a hedge back home in the suburb, over which I never could see. I heard the people who live on the ceiling scream and fight with scarily. Hearing that noise was my first ever feeling. That's how it's been all around me. I'm all lost in the supermarket. I can no longer shop happily. I came in here for a special offer, a guaranteed personality. I'm all tuned in, I see all the programs. I save coupons from packets of tea. I've got my giant hit discotheque album. I empty a bottle, I feel a bit free. Shop happily. I came in here for the special offer, a guaranteed personality. It's not here. Disappear. I'm all lost in the supermarket. I can no longer shop happily. For the special offer, guaranteed personality. I'm all lost in the supermarket. I can no longer shop happily. I came in here for a special offer, guaranteed personality. I'm all lost
in the supermarket.
I'm all lost. lost in the supermarket. I come along and shop happily. I came here for a special offer. Guaranteed personality.
Attention, attention, hot off the wire. Scientists report that the Earth's supply of radio waves is dangerously close to exhaustion. Physicist Dr. Ben Yu has the story.
Look at the chart, the radio waves, they are depleted.
All is not lost. Save the radio waves and donate to WMFO today. Donate with a credit card online at support.wmfo.org. Donate by check made out to Trustees of Tufts College and mailed to WMFO, Attention Donation, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts 02155. Visit our website at WMFO.org for more info.
Good morning. Actually, it's good evening. It is good evening. We're here from 6 to 8 p.m. here on the Paranormal Playground Sounds 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. And I hope you're having fun. There's a lot of 80s happening tonight and some 60s. I like it. 80s, 60s, era-less, non-era, with that Bobby McFerrin, Yo-Yo Ma, and Stevie Wonder in the beginning. I do it, you name it. I am the throwback for all vintage, oldies, independent. That's how I do it here. That's how I roll. So anyways, speaking about that's how I roll, there's a lot of signs from spirit happening, you know. So last week we talked about Bill Monroe, father of bluegrass, and how I couldn't stop seeing the street signs that said Monroe. So guess what happened? You will not believe what happened. On my way here, and I kid you not, like, because I went a different way because I was coming from Concord, so I went a completely different way here, what I'm not usually used to. And what did I see? I saw another street sign that said Monroe. Not only this, okay, so let me tell you something. I thought for a second, like, wait, could this also, because I know it's Bill Monroe, I know he's still here kicking around. I know he's like, listen, I'm so here, please continue to talk about me, Mariah, because this is amazing. I acknowledge you, Bill Monroe, we're still talking about you. But also I had this thought, well, it could also be Marilyn Monroe, because I've talked to her spirit many, many times, and I used to talk to her when I was little, a lot. And then immediately, oh my God, you're not gonna, this is crazy. So after I had that thought that it was Marilyn, I passed by a sign that says like Brentwood, and it's like a realty place or whatever. It's just a sign that said Brentwood. That's where she lived, Brentwood, California. How do I know this? Because I read endless biographies on her, so I know that off the top of my head. So I was like, oh my goodness. Literally after I had that thought, I see the sign Brentwood. So she lived in Brentwood, California. Then shortly after, guess what I see? A building with the name Helena on it. Guess what? Helena Drive was a street she lived on in Brentwood. So that was just really nuts. That was bananas. That was crazy. That was, as Gwen Stefani would say, bananas. This is bananas. And I was like, okay, I know. So the point of me even sharing this, and you understand, when we say yes and we're like, yeah, that's definitely them, then they keep giving us more and more things to see. Because that's how this works. So whenever I give readings, I'm always like, please let me, you know, describe them first, because I don't want any confusion. I don't want any bias going into this. I don't want any talking in between, because I want to just give it. Because if we sit, that's the way I like to do the readings. I don't like to go back and forth, because if, you know, I say something like, well, he had a blue tie on, or but this tie was red, or so, you know, Or he had this cut, and like, I'm seeing it from my own humanly experience, but yet it's on the same lines. You know, the other person could try to be like, their logical mind could try to really convince themselves that that person is not there. So that's what your mind usually does a lot when we're speaking with spirit on our own. And so they'll give us a sign sometimes, and then we'll be like, oh my God, could that be them? And then we can either choose two paths. We can either go one way, right or left. We can either go one way and say, yes, that's them. I believe it. I am saying it is true. It is so. I believe with all my heart. And then there's more evidence that's going to come in, and they're just going to keep coming in, and it's more, and you become more open. Or you have this other side to you that says, no, that's impossible. It could not be them at all. Like, no. So it shuts down. You stop getting the information. You stop. And not because spirit doesn't love you, not because spirit is not here for you and spirit's angry because you're not believing them. It's because that's what you're doing. So when you've convinced yourself that something isn't real, what's going to happen? It's not going to be real. When you've convinced yourself that you don't believe that your loved one is not here with you talking, then that, there you go. Then there's no way you can reach them. They can always reach you, but it has to be you. They can't really do much for you. I mean, they're always doing things for you, but in order for you to understand that it's coming from them and that they're truly here to help you and they're truly just giving you gifts out of nowhere, you have to believe. So, you know, if you're just tuning in and you're hearing this and it's something to ponder, I mean, I don't think it's an accident that you're listening to this. It's not an accident that you came across this. So work on, you know, if you're thinking of, you know, I'd like to communicate with spirit more, I'd like to believe that this is real more. I hope that, you know, helped you. I hope that aspect has helped you. So, yeah, 7:05, we have the shamanic drumming. So I hope this is another treat for you. This is, you know, you get a lot of treats. I like to spoil all my viewers. I like to spoil all of you because this is a healing show. It's a sound healing show. And so you get it. You get the goodies. Mwah! You get the goodies. The goodies are yours and yours to have. So, yeah, we're going to have a good show. We're having a good, what are you talking about, Mariah? We're having a good show. That's what Spirit's saying. It's the show has already been had, and I'm having such a great time, and I'm just so happy. Like, going to Walden before coming here was such a great idea. I just, the rejuvenation, the clearing, the cleansing, being in trees, being in the forest, mwah, feels so good. It feels like I just took a nature shower, and I didn't even have to take off my clothes. Whoa. Anyways, that's for another show. So sit back, relax. What do we have next? What in the world do we have next? Something fun. Yes, something fun. Fun Boy 3. Let me mind you, what Fun Boy 3 is like it's like an extension of the specials. So, yeah, you got some specials members. The specials. Speaking of that, I should play some specials tonight. Anyway. R.I.P. Terry. R.I.P. Terry Hall. Gone, but not forgotten and not forever. You're still here. And you're definitely here on my radio station. Always. So here's some Fun Boy 3 with their version of It Ain't What You Do, It's the Way That You Do It. This is fun. Thank you. you just caught me right there. 91.5 FM, WMFO. Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is so exciting. Isn't life exciting? Isn't life good? It's like really good. Life is really beautiful. Oh, man. It's hard to just... You know, don't you just want to live forever? But isn't that the reality that we do live forever? We are eternal beings. Like, what a joy. I just, you know, when we get to focus on the good and we get to focus on what we want, life is just a get to. It's just, it's so good. And just sitting here doing this, it's like, what? Is this real? Am I really here? Like, every time I come on here, I have to pinch myself and be like, is this really happening? Like, is this a dream? Am I true? I can't believe I'm sitting here right now living my dream. Like, what is going on? Thank you, Infinite Spirit. Thank you. And thank you for tuning in. Anyways, let's continue because at 7:05, we have the Shamanic Drumming. And we have the Tibetan Sound Bowls with the tuning fork. You're going to get healed, sound healed to the core. So stay tuned. You're not going to want to miss that. But until then, I got some Hank Garland for you. Yeah, do you like the mix? So, you know, we have some Sibo Mato, you know. John Lennon's son is in that band. And so they're so good. I love them. And then we had, you know, Fun Boy 3, of course. Their version of it. It ain't what you do, it's the way that you do it. And the Clash, Lost in the Supermarket. It's good. We've got a lot of good things. Mixed with the Mary Wells. Come on, it can't get any better. So we're going to bring it back to 1960. We're going to bring it back to some innovative rockabilly. Innovative rock and roll right here with some Hank Garland. Innovative country, as I like to say. You don't want to miss this. We're here till 8 p.m. And I love the heck out of you. I do. I really do.